Today's daf is Shabbos daf Chof Hei, and we are at the Mishnah in the middle of daf Chof Dalid Amid Beis. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo ben Zara Aliza, Moshe Aaron ben Toiba Esther, Avram Kaddish ben Malka Bela, and Le'ilu Nishmas Rivka bas Yitzchak. So the Mishnah is continuing to discuss Bameh Madlikin, Ubameh Ein Madlikin. Says the Mishnah, Ein Madlikin B'Shemen Sreifa B'Yontif. You're not allowed to light a fire using Shemen Sreifa on Yontif. So we've seen briefly what Shemen Sreifa is. The first half of today's daf is going to continue to discuss Shemen Sreifa. In short, Shemen Sreifa is Shemen, which is truma that became tamei. The halacha is that even a kohen is not allowed to eat truma that's tamei. If he has shemen that's tamei, he has a mitzvah to burn it. There's a chiddush that the kohen is allowed to have hana from the shemen truma that's tamei. Either way, being that this shemen has a din to be burnt, it's called shemen sreifa. Again, we'll see a lot more about this in the Gemara. Rabbi Shmuel says, "Ein madlikin be'itron." One is not allowed to use on Shabbos, so not Yontif, but rather Shabbos for his Neiroi Shabbos. Itron. So Rashi says, itron is psulta de zifta. It's residue of pitch. The reason you're not allowed to use it is mipnei kovet haShabbos. The Gemara will explain this. V'chachamim matirim, the chachamim say it's mutter. Not only the chachamim say that it's mutter to use itron, but the chachamim say that it's mutter to use kol hashmonim, all the oils. Shemen shum, shemen sesame oil, shemen agoizim, nut oil. Shemen snoinois, radish oil. Shemen dogin, fish oil. B'shemen pekuois, melon oil. The itron, which we just mentioned, ubenei, that's another byproduct of Zephyrs. Regardless, whereas Rabbi Shmuel said, Ein madlikin be'itron, the Chachamim say that all shmonim, not everything, the first Mishnah said, Bameh madlikin u'bameh ein madlikin. There's certain things that can't be used in lieu of oil. But all oils say the Chachamim is mutter. Rab Tarfin says, Ein madlikin elav shemen zayis, without the only oil that you're allowed to use is shemen zayis. Either way, the Mishnah really has two parts. The first line of the Mishnah and the rest of the Mishnah. The first line of the Mishnah was, Ein madlikin. So on Yontif, not on Shabbos, one is not allowed to light a fire, whether it's the fire with which he wants to be mekayim his mitzvah of hadlakas neiros on Yontif, just like there's a mitzvah to light candles on Shabbos, there's also a mitzvah to light candles on Yontif. Or if he wants to light a fire for some other purpose, the halach is ein madlikin b'shemen sreifa b'yontif. You're not allowed to use truma tumeya as oil to light a fire on Yontif, says the Gemara. My time. What's the reason? Why can't you? Says the Gemara. Levisha ain't sarfin kachim be Yontif. It's related to halacha, not in Hilchis Shabbos and Yontif, but rather halacha more in kachim. And that is, there's a din, ain't sarfin kachim be Yontif. You're not allowed to burn kachim on Yontif. Being that shruma on some level is treated like kachim, and ain't sarfin kachim be Yontif, so you're not allowed to burn truma. Doesn't matter if the truma is tahira or if the truma is tmeya. Ain't sarfin kachim be Yontif. Includes in that ein madlikin b'shemen sreifa b'yontif. Says the Gemara Minani Mili. How do you know that ain't sarfin kachim b'yontif? And Rashi explains that really, in order to understand the question, you have to take it one level deeper. Meaning, Pashat the Gemara's question Minani Mili is, how do you know ain't sarfin kachim b'yontif? If you're going to create an iser called you're not allowed to burn kachim b'yontif, you would need a makar to it. But Rashi says, if you think about it a little bit, really, it would make sense why ain't sarfin kachim b'yontif. Meaning, really, you shouldn't need a source at first glance. And the reason is because you're not allowed to just do a malacha, and sreifa involves malacha. Now, you'll tell me it's yontif, and sreifa involves making a fire, burning something that's included in ach asher yeyochel l'chol nefesh, hu levadai yeyosel lechem, says Rashi, that's true. But at the same time, you do have to have some need, some tzorech, if you're going to go light a fire on Yontif. To recklessly and frivolously light a fire on Yontif is not okay. So being that Sreifa's kachim is not really considered a tzorech in the world of oichol nefesh, in kan mekoymoy, so it's for that reason, at first glance, it would be a nisah. But Rashi says the point in the Gemara's question is that even though there would at first glance seem to be an isser related to Sreifas Kachim, meaning simply the malacha of burning something on Yontif, but at the same time, Sreifas Kachim is a mitzvah. And being that Sreifas Kachim is a mitzvah, the kash is let the mitzvah say of Sreifas Kachim be doicha the isser to do malacha on Yontif. So the Gemara's question, Minani Mili, is A, on the simplest level, what is the Makar? On a deeper level, the Gemara understands that maybe there's an Isser involved in Sreifas Kachim, and that is Leisavaru Esh Bechol Moish Veisechem Veyena Shabbos, which is true on Yontif as well, unless it's Litzorich, which this Sreifas Kachim was not deemed by Chazal to be a Tzorich. But being that there's also an Asay in Sreifas Kachim, so Yovei Asay the Sreifas Kachim, and let that be Doicha, the Isser of Leisavaru Esh Bechol Moish Veisechem Veyena Shabbos, says the Gemara, Omar Chiske Vechein Tonet Veichiske Omar Kro, you know, ain't Tzorich and Kachim Yontif, it's Lointif, and the following Drosha, it says that you were not allowed to leave over from the Karban Pesach until the next morning. The Karban Pesach had to be eaten at night. Says the Torah, "V'loisei siru mimenu ad boiker." V'anoisei mimenu ad boiker. What happens if it was left over until the next morning? Ba'ish tisroifu, you had a chiv to burn it. By the way, that pasuk ba'ish tisroifu is the makar to the mitzvah of sreifas kachim. So whenever there's a din to burn kachim, if the kohanim burnt it, they not only were Mekayim its din, but they also fulfilled the mitzvah. What's the mitzvah? Be'ech Tisroifu. Even though Be'ech Tisroifu is talking specifically about Sreifas Noiser, but really that is the source to all Sreifas Kachim, were applicable that you Mekayim a mitzvah. But the Gemara asks a question. She'ei Talmud Loimer Ad Boiker. Ma Talmud Loimer Ad Boiker. So if you look at the pasuk, it says the word Ad Boiker twice. V'loisei Sir Mimenu Ad Boiker. V'hanoisei Mimenu Ad Boiker. Be'ech Tisroifu. Why do I have to say Ad Boiker a second time? Because of Litang Loi Boiker. She'ei Nilisri Fasuk. Because it's coming to tell me that in the event that you have Noiser, you left over from the Karban Pesach, now you have a mitzvah to burn it. You're not supposed to burn it that next morning, but rather you're supposed to wait until the following morning. You're supposed to wait until the Boiker Sheni. So the Karban Pesach was eaten the first night of Pesach. If you were going to burn it the next morning, you would burn it on Tesvav Nisan, the first day of Pesach. Being that the Torah says, Litin Boiker Sheni, so when really do you burn it? You burn it on Chol HaMoed. Now, in Chutz Laaretz, it's Yontif Sheni, but we're dealing where it's Shanam Kitikuna, where the Yidden are living in Eretz Yisrael, Midairaisa. Midairaisa, of course, is only one day Yontif. So the Boiker Sheni is really Chol HaMoed. So if the Torah is telling me that you're not allowed to burn it on Yontif, rather you have to burn it on Chol HaMoed, you see from there, ain't Sarfin, Kacha B'Yontif. So you want to know what the Makar is Ein Sarf and Kachem Yontif? We learn it from Sreifas Noiser Karban Pesach. The Torah says Be'ish Tisroifu, but on the day after Yontif. Why not on Yontif? Must be because Ein Sarf and Kachem Yontif. Abaye Amar Abaye says learned that from somewhere else. Amar Kol the pasuk says Oilas Shabbos B'Shabbato, and we learn from there that you were allowed to burn the Imurim of the Karban Oil that was burned on Shabbos on Shabbos. V'Avloy Oilas Chol B'Shabbos. But let's say Friday night you were not allowed to burn the Imurim of the Karban Oil that was brought Erev of Shabbos. Additionally, it's true on Yontif as well. If carbon was burned in Erev Yontif, that night on Yontif, you weren't allowed to burn the fats of that carbon anymore. Why not? Must be because ain't sarf and kachim b'yontif. Now, Rashi speaks out that the first makar that the Gemara brought was with regards to kachim that's pasul. Sreifas Noiser. The second Makar is even more inclusive. You see that even Oilas Chol B'Yontif, there's nothing possible about this oil. It was just brought in Erev Yontif. You want to go now and you want to burn it on Yontif? So you see from here that even Kachim that's kosher, that's not possible, you're not allowed to burn on Yontif. V'koshkein, says Rashi, you wouldn't be allowed to burn kachim that's possible. Rava Amar, Rava said a third makar. Amar Kra, the pasuk says, Hule vadoi ye'ase lochem. This is the pasuk that teaches us that any melacha l'tzarech oichel nefesh is allowed to be done on Yontif. The pasuk says, achashe ye'ochel l'chol nefesh, hule vadoi ye'ase lochem. That's the difference between Shabbos and Yontif, right? Ein bein Shabbos v'yontif, elo meleches oichel nefesh b'lvad. And it's learned out from this pasuk, ach asher ye'ochel l'chol nefesh, who levada yeyasa lechem. And Chazal saw in this pasuk, even though it's coming to issue a heter, you're allowed to do malacha l'tzarech oichel nefesh, but there would seem to be two words that are coming to exclude. The word who and the word levada. Say Chazal, who v'le machshirin, who teaches me that you're allowed to do a malacha if it directly affects oichel nefesh. But if the malacha that you're doing is only machshire oichel nefesh, it's only facilitating oichel nefesh, that's not okay. That's why when you learn Masechtas Beah, so the halachas of Yontif, you have to figure out which malacha is mutal l'tzarech oichel nefesh, which malacha is not mutal l'tzarech oichel nefesh. It has to be directly related to oichel nefesh. Cooking is directly related to oichel nefesh. But if it's a melacha that you're doing preparing the food, that wouldn't be okay. It's learned out from who? Levade comes to teach me a different halacha. V'loy mila shaloy bezmana. That mila shaloy bezmana is not doicha yontif. So we spoke about doing a mila shaloy bezmana on Thursday. The tashbitz, mila shaloy bezmana is not doicha yontif. And the Gemara says, the asya b'kal v'chaymer. Because I would have a mina. I could have learned and thought that mila shaloy bezmana should be doicha yontif based on a kal v'chaymer. What's the kal v'chaymer? Ayin Rashi. The last Rashi on the Amid, Dibur HaMaskel Levade, goes through an elaborate kal v'chaymer. But the bottom line is, is from the word levade, we learn that mila shaloi bezmano is not doichi yontif. Says Rashi, what's the punchline of the Gemara? What's Rava coming to say? If mila shaloi bezmano is not doichi yontif, sreifas kachim is also not going to be doichi yontif. Because what was the cheshbin that mila shaloi bezmano, that sreifas kachim should be doichi yontif? Let the assay of beish tisroifu of sreifas kachim be doicha the lois assay of melacha that you're not allowed to do on yontif. If it's true that we say assay doicha lois assay when it comes to melacha on yontif, then mila shaloi bezmane should also be doichi yontif. So from the fact that mila shaloi bezmane is not doichi yontif, and we know that from the word levadoi, that doesn't only teach me that mila shaloi bezmane is doichi yontif. I'll read Rashi, two lines from the bottom of the Yomid. Umemela shamina mina, the mitzvah shein zmane kavua, v'yocha lasoy salamachar. The same will be true for any mitzvah that's ain't zmane kavua. Any mitzvah that I can do tomorrow ain't a doichi yontif. If that's the case, v'adin l'sreifas kachrin tamayim. Regardless, that's the third makar in the Gemara that ain't sarfin kachim yontif. Rav Ashi, Rav Ashi said a more simple teretz. It says in the Torah, when it talks about yontif, the word shabbosai, in fact, it says it several times, regarding the yontif of Rosh Hashanah. Dabro b'nei Yisrael, lemar b'chodesh hashvi, b'echol b'chodesh yolechem, shabbosai, zichrein trua mikro kodesh. And if you go through the parsha of the Yom Tovim, the Torah says many times shabbosai. Shabbosai is a mitzvah saseh that says you have to rest on yontif. If there's a mitzvah saseh that says you have to rest on yontif, and for sure there's a loy saseh that says you're not allowed to do malach on yontif, so it comes out, it's Havale Yontif Asev Alois Asev. Yontif is not only Alois Asev, it's an Asev Alois Asev. In Asev, Doicha Es Lois Asev Asev. If that's the case, it's Poshit why the mitzvah of Sreifas Kashim is not going to be Doicha the Lois Asev of doing Malacha Yontif, because it's not merely an Asev going up against Alois Asev. It's an Asev on the one side and Alois Asev Asev on the other side. And even though Asev is Doicha Lois Asev, but it's not Doicha Lois Asev Asev. Either way, the Mishnah said, Ein Madlikin B'Shem and Sreifa B'Yontif. Not allowed to use as oil shemen of truma that's tame on yontif. The question was my timer. The Gemara gave a short answer. Lefisha ain't sarfin kachim on yontif. If you can't burn kachim on yontif, so too you can't burn truma on yontif. Says the Gemara, Minani Mili, how do you know that ain't sarfin kachim on yontif? And the way Rashi explained, the kash is why don't we say that the asay asreifas kachim is doicha, any iser that you might be doing when you're burning kachim on yontif? The Gemara gave four terutz. And the first terutz of the Gemara was, we learned it from Noiser. The Torah says that if you have leftover from the carbon pesach, he's supposed to burn it, but not the next day. By Grishani, you burn it on chalamai. Why can't you burn it on yontif? Must be ain't sarfin kachim biyantif. The second makar that the Gemara gave was abaya oilas shabbos b'shabbatay v'loy oilas chayil b'shabbos v'loy oilas chayil biyantif. You see, you weren't allowed to burn any of the oilas chayil biyantif. Ain't sarfin kachim, even kachim that's top. Kosher on yontif. Rava said it's learned out from mila shaloi bezmanei. If mila shaloi bezmanei is not doichi yontif, then so too sreifas kachim is not going to be doichi yontif. Rav Ashi said it's very simple. It's because your premise of your question, minani mili, is let that say a sreifas kachim be doichi the lois asay of doing melach on yontif. It's a mistake because yontif is not merely a lois asay. It's a lois asay v'asay ve'in asay doicha lois asay v'asay. Incidentally, not for today, but this shitas Rav Ashi is something that's going to come up many times when we learn Masechtas Shabbos and Masechtas Beah. Rav Ashi had a chiddush. He held that yontif wasn't merely a lois asay. It was a lois asay v'asay. It would seem that all the other amiroim and Tana mentioned in our Mishnah, in our Gemara, we had Tanit Vechizkiya, we had Abaya, we had Rava. They didn't all say what Rav Ashi said. It would seem they held that yontif is merely a lois asay. It's Rav Ashi's Chiddush that Shabbosain is an asay, v'havale yontif comes out to be a lois asay v'asay, a machlokes amiroim, whether yontif is treated as an ordinary lois asay or whether it's treated as a lois asay v'asay. See, when you learn Shabbos, it's poshet you never have a dechia. There's never an asay that's going to be doicha malach on Shabbos. Because Shabbos is a lois asay sheyesh by karis. It's a lois asay sheyesh by misas bezdin. And an asay, which is doicha lois asay, can only be doicha an ordinary lois asay. It can't be doicha an intense lois asay. Any lois asay that carries with it the oinish of karis or misas bezdin, you're never going to have dechia. So there's never going to be a discussion, should there be dechia with regards to doing a malacha on Shabbos. Because Shabbos is more chomer than yontif. But yontif, which is doesn't have karis, doesn't have misas bezin, so yesh la'ayin, do you have dechia or do you not have dechia? Most amiram were of the opinion yontif is an ordinary lois asay. It's Rav Ashi's chiddush here and in other places in Shas that shabbosin is viewed as an asay. That word shabbosin that the Torah uses a lot isn't just a word. It's that's defining what Yontif is. It's a mitzvah's essay. It's a tzivoy. L'mayin afkemino, we look at Yontif as a loisa se vase, definitely one of the takeaways of this Gemara. Either way, the Gemara continues to discuss the first line of the Mishnah. Ein madlikin b'shemin sreifa b'yontif. Says the Gemara, b'yontif u'da aser, ha'b'chol shapardami. Another takeaway of the Mishnah is, it sounds like a koyin is allowed to benefit ordinarily from truma that's tamei. Because if a kohen can't benefit from truma that's tamei, then obviously a madlikin b'shem etzreifa b'yantif. The whole purpose of using or lighting candles on yantif is to be able to benefit from the fire. But if one cannot benefit from it because it's truma that's tamei, then it's a moot point. Of course, a madlikin b'shem etzreifa b'yantif. Clearly implied is b'yantif u'da asa, says the Gemara. But on a weekday, it would be okay, says the Gemara. My taimo, what's the reason for it? Meaning, a kohen's not allowed to eat truma that's tamei. So if he's not allowed to eat truma that's tamei, maybe he's not allowed to consume it in any fashion. Maybe he shouldn't even be able to use it as fuel and to benefit from it that way. Clearly, the implication of the Mishnah is that a kohen can benefit from it. Says the Gemara, you need a makar for this. Number one, just like there's a mitzvah to burn kachem that's tamei, so too there's a mitzvah to burn truma that's tamei. For Amra Torah, the Torah said, "Bishas biura tahani mimenu." You have a mitzvah to burn it, and when you burn it, you're allowed to benefit from it. The Gemara says, "Heichan Amra Torah." Okay, where did the Torah say that? So the Gemara, "Midir Rav Nachman." Amra Rav Nachman, Amra Rabbi Baravua, Amakra. The pasuk says, "Va'ani hinei nasati l'chas mishmeres tru moisoi." And there are two very important halachas that we learn from that pasuk. The latter one is lemashcha, the magic word, that the kohanim, when they ate all their matnas kahuna, had to eat it kederech shahamalachim oichlim, one of the themes of Masech Tzvachim and Menachis and Seir Dekachim. But there's another very important halacha that we learn from this pasuk, and that is the pasuk seems to be talking about two types of trumos. Vayidaber Hashem al Aharon, v'ani hinei nosati l'cha es mishmeres terumosoi, said Rab Nachman in the name of Rabbi Baravu. B'shtei trumos hakazim bedaber, the trumosoi is plural. What are the two trumas? Achas truma tahira, the achas truma temeya. Vamar Rachman in the Torah says, l'cha. The pasuk says, v'ani hine nasati l'cha es mishmeres truma isoy. So you see from there that not only is the truma tahira l'cha for the benefit of the kohen, but the kohen can have hana from the truma that's tame as well. Must be. We know he's not allowed to eat truma that's tummy. That's very, very chomer. Must be, he's allowed to benefit from it, meaning he can use it as fuel. Now, what if he wants to benefit in some other way? So it's not going to work, because that was the preface. There's a mitzvah to burn it. You could have enough from it. Inevitably, you have to back in and say that the only way he'll be able to benefit from it is benefit from it while you're burning it. Either way, Eimad Likim Hashem Etzreifa B'yantif implies that you could ordinarily benefit from it, a koyin anyways. So let's have from this pasuk. You see that B'shtei Truma is Hakasa Medaber, and they're both Lecha. The koyin could benefit from the Truma Tahira, that's obvious. He could benefit from the Truma Tmei as well. Yibay Yisayim, another Makar, how you know that a koyin's allowed to benefit from Truma Tmei? We say in vidui meiser v'loy biyartu mimenu betomei. So what's vidui meiser? So we know that the years in Eretz Yisrael, when things were the way they were supposed to be, were divided into Shemitahs, 7-year cycles. 6-year, 7th-year Shemitah. 6-year, 7-year Shemitah. The 6 years themselves were really broken into two groups of three. Years 1 through 3, and then another set of years 1 through 3 as they relate to Meiser, with depending on whether you give Meiser Sheni or Meiser Ani. There were 3-year intervals. The nafkamina is that at the end of the 3 years, a Yid had an obligation to say vidui Meiser. He had to make sure that he paid up all the taxes that he owed. He gave all the trumas and maestras that he was obligated to give over the last 3 years, and he had to make a declaration. There was a nusach that he used to say. It was known as vidui maestras. So one of the things he says in vidui maestras is, v'loi biyarti mimenu betomit. Now, what are we talking about? Rashi says, b'maestras sheni ksev. The pasuk is talking about maestras sheni, and the person says that I didn't consume the maestras sheni bitame, whether I was tame or whether it was tame, I didn't consume it. I didn't eat it. I didn't use it as fuel. If it was oil, that's what we're talking about now. I didn't consume it. Said Rav Avon, the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that we learn from here, mimenu, dafka maisa, sheni atamaver. You're not allowed to benefit from in a state of tumah. But as it relates to something similar to Maaser, what? Truma, if it becomes Tamei, then you're allowed to be maverick. Can't eat it, because you can't eat Truma, that's Tamei, we know that. But what it means is you could benefit from it. It says, it doesn't say anywhere anything about Truma. What it says is, Mimenu no, but from something else, yeah. How do you know that something else is Truma? Maybe that something else is Kodesh. So maybe what the Pasuk is coming to tell me is that a Kohen's allowed to benefit from kachim, that's tummy. We know he's not allowed to. How do you know he's not allowed to? If this is such a drasha, maybe that's what that pasuk is coming to say. So the Gemara says, "Lav kal v'chaymeru, mi kal v'chaymer." Not ma'aser kal, I'm retired. Lebi yantu b'menu b'tamei kodesh chamerloi. If you're telling me that the kohen is not allowed to benefit from ma'aser shady, that's tummy. Kal v'chaymer is not allowed to benefit from kachim, that's tummy. But the Gemara says, if that's a good kal v'chaymer, yachad truma nami leim kal v'chaymer. By truma, you can make the same kal v'chaymer. Just like kachim is more chamer than ma'aser shady, truma is also more chamer than ma'aser shady. Says the Gemara, "Hoksid mimenu." It says mimenu. Mimenu is a drasha. Says the Gemara, "Ma rois." I don't understand. You have a drasha mimenu that's coming to be mechadesh, say a kula, that something is allowed to be eaten betuma. You're telling me that it means truma, even though ma'aser sheni not truma yet. I asked you a question. Maybe kachim also, yeah. You say can't be kachim because kachim mikal v'chaim. If you can't have anor from ma'aser sheni, that's tummy. You for sure can't have anor from kachim, that's tummy. The same kal v'chaim you can make for truma. Nor vas it says mimenu. So let's use mimenu for kachim. In other words, you're using mimenu to be mako by truma and the kal v'chaymer to be machmer by kachim. Efshe faker. Maybe use mimenu to be mako by kachim and the kal v'chaymer to be machmer by truma. You can use mimenu for kachim just like you use it for truma, and you can use the kal v'chaymer for truma just like you use it for kachim. So ma'ra, it says the Gemara, to use mimenu for truma and the kal v'chaymer for kachim. Efshe faker. So the Gemara says, mistabra kodesh loy mematina. It's mistaber not to say this kula, that you're allowed to benefit from something in a state of tumah by kachim, because kachim is very, very chomer. Shekein simin, pei nun kuf, ayin kuf samach. What does it stand for? It's an acronym. Pigel, you have laws of pigel by kachim. Noiser, you have noiser. Carbon, it's a carbon. Me'ila, a carbon. If it's kachi Hashem, it's subject to the laws of me'ila. Vikaris, if somebody's tameh and he eats kachim, he's chayiv karis. Asul oinein, not just that, it's asur to an oinein. So you have all these chumras. Gemara says, Adrabba truma loy mimatinon. Truma also has a lot of chumras. Shekein machpaz, memches pezayin, simin, one of those. Misa, if a zar or a kohen that's tameh eats truma, he's chayiv misa b'dei shamayim. Chaymesh, truma subject to the laws of chaymesh. Ve'in lapidin, you can't be paided. Kachim, you can be paided sometimes. Psuli hamakdashim, you can never be paided truma. Vasur lazarin, and it's always asr to zarin and for the Gemara. I hear it's true. There are many chumras that kachim has over ma'aser sheni. There are chumras that truma has over ma'aser sheni. But at the end of the day, do the math. Hanuch nefishin. There's more chumras that kachim has than truma has, and as a result, we use the kal v'chomer to say that if you can't eat ma'aser sheni when it's tummy, you certainly can't eat kachim when it's tummy either. And we use mimenu to issue a kula by truma. Iba yaseim, and you can say kodesh chomer. It's pashit. If we're gonna have a face off between kachim and truma, kachim's gonna win every day of the week. And the reason is because kachim has a chumra, a direct head on chumra over truma, and that is shekein oynish karos. If someone's tummy and he eats kachim, he's chayiv karis. If someone's tameh and he eats truma, he's only chayiv misa b'dei shamayim. Karis is more chomer than misa b'dei shamayim. Whatever karis is, whatever misa b'dei shamayim is, ayin Rashi here, Tosfos Yuvam is dabeizim and aleph, and in many places in Shas. But the point is that that's always going to be the case, that karis is more chomer, which means kachim is always going to be more chomer than truma, and it's for that reason we use mimenu to be mako by truma and the kal v'chomer to be machmer by kachim. Either way, going back to the original question, what's the makar? How do we know that a kohen is allowed to benefit from truma? That's Tommy Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Amar. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak said, Amar Kratz learned from the following pasuk, Titein Loi. And we learn from Titein Loi, that's one of the psukim of Matnes Kahuna. The entire pasuk is Reishis Degoncha Tiroishcha V'Yitzarecha V'Reishis Geiz Tzoyncha Titein Loi. So Matnes Kahuna have to be given to a kohen, and we learn from there that you're only allowed to give Matnes Kahuna that's Tahar, not Matnes Kahuna that's Tomei. And the drosha is Loi v'loi l'oir. You have to give him something that he'll be able to eat, not something that he'll only be able to use as fuel. Oh, from the drosha you see, Michal de Basoiru. You see that if you would have given him something Tomei, he'd be able to use it as fuel. If you want more of a beer in that last chapter in the Gemara, take a look at the top Tosfos. But either way, the Gemara asked the question, how do you know that a coin's allowed to benefit from Truma Tameya? The Gemara brought three Makaris. The first Makar was, Vani Hine Nesati L'chas Mishmeres Trumoisai. There are two Trumois that are L'cha. Truma tahira, this is lachah, the kohen can eat it. Truma tameya is lachah, the kohen can benefit from it. The second makar was v'loy biarti mimenu betame, mimenu ma'isa sheni, not allowed to eat in a state of tumah. Or ma'isa sheni, you can't benefit from it when it's tameh, but you can benefit from truma tameya. The third makar is titein loy, and we learn from there, loy v'loy la'oyroi. Regardless, this concludes the first part of the daf. So the second part of the Mishnah went back to discuss the sugya at hand, and that is bameh madlikin ubameh ein madlikin. Rabbi Mishnah said, Rabbi Shmuel Oimer, ein madlikin be itron. You're not allowed to use itron, even though itron is going to make a nice flame. There's nothing wrong about the fire. The shalheves is oyla yafa, but at the same time, ein madlikin be itron. And the reason is mipnei kovid haShabbos, because it's kovid Shabbos. Says we're my timer. What's the kovid Shabbos? Oh my Rava, Rava said, mitoich shereicha ra. It smells bad. Gzeru, we're concerned. Shemi anichena v'yetze. We're worried that maybe this person is going to find it difficult to be in the presence of the candles of the Itron, and he's going to go away from the candles. Amalei Abaya, Sabaya told Rava, or the Bachskir says Rava, V'yetze, let him go away. Who cares? Why does that bother me? Amalei, Shani Oimer, because I hold, Rava said, Hadlokas ner b'Shabbos choyva. Lighting candles on Shabbos is a choyva. And Rashi adds, not only is it a choyva, but it's a tzorich for the suda. So you have to be able to eat the suda in the presence of the candles. And if you're not going to be able to sit in the presence of the candles, you won't eat the meal in the presence of the candles, and you're going to violate your choyva. So one of the Rav Nachmans, either Rav Nachman bar Rav Zavda, or Rav Nachman bar Rav said in the name of Rav, Amar Rav, Hadlokas ner b'Shabbos choyva. Lighting candles for Shabbos is a choyva. Rechitzas yadayim v'raglayim b'chamin arvis rishos. Bathing yourself erev Shabbos is only a rishos. V'ani Yomer, Rav Nachman said that even though I heard that in the name of Rav, I hold that it's a mitzvah. My mitzvah, what's the mitzvah? D'omer Rav Yehuda, my Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav, Kachay min Adosh Rav Yehuda b'Rabbi Loi. This was the minig of the great Rav Yehuda, also known as Rav Yehuda b'Rabbi Loi, also known as Ahu Chosid. Erev Shabbos, Mevin Loi Areva, Maleya, Cham, and Erev Shabbos, they would bring him an Areva basket of hot water inside. For Reichitz Pandigal of Raglav, and he would bathe himself. Umesatef, and he would put on a talus, v'yoshev besadinim hamitzu yotzim, and he would wear linen clothing that had tzitzis on it. V'doyim elam malach Hashem tzvokos, and the great Rabbi Rabbi Loi looked like a malach Hashem tzvokos. V'yim talmidim mechabim bimenu, and by the way, says the Gemara, talmidim would hide from him. What would they hide? Kanfei ksuson, the corners of their baghets. The reason is because they were also wearing sadin, linen, but they didn't have tzitzis on it. Amalehem, so he turned to his talmidim and he says, Bonai, my sons, like Hachshon Nisi Lochem, didn't I teach you sadin betzitzis, beshamai poitrim, ubeisil mechayvim, valoch, like give me beisil. Beshamai holds you don't put on tzitzis on sadin. Beisil says you do, and we pass like beisil, so why aren't you wearing tzitzis? They had to hide the corner of the bag because they held, you're not supposed to put on. Now, what's the question? If you put tzitzis on sadin, you don't put tzitzis on sadin. Sadin is made out of linen, tzitzis had tcheilas in it, which is wool. So you're running into a shatness issue. Stating that, we know the halacha, kalayim betzitzis, but really it's a machlekes b'sham b'sil. It's only b'sil that holds that way. B'shamai holds that it's not doicha. The Talmidim were going like b'shamai, just another gemara where you had tzadikim and tanam that were following b'shamai. So he told them, don't you know that the halacha is like b'sil? So the gemara says, v'inu savri, they knew that halacha is like b'sil. They didn't fundamentally hold like b'shamai over b'sil, but rather they held gzeira mishum kisus laila. This is all a gzeira mishum kisus laila. They were afraid that the ksus lailas, meaning clothing that people wear when they go to sleep, pajamas, was made out of linen. Now, if you would put tzitzis on a ksus laila that was made of wool, you'd have a problem. Because if ksus laila is potter min hatzitzis, so you're not the kind of assay, you don't have the assay doicha lois assay. So really, they held like basil that the assay of tzitzis should be doicha lois assay of shatness. But at the same time, gzeir mishum ksus laila, that's why they didn't do this. The bottom line is, says the Gemara, you want to know why you're not allowed to use itron? Because there's going to be a chisarin and kavod Shabbos. What's going to be the chisarin and kavod Shabbos? You're going to find it difficult to be in the presence of the itron. You're not going to eat the suda in the presence of the meal. And Rabbis said, Sha'ani Yoimer had lokas ner b'Shabbos choyva, lighting candles on Shabbos is a choyva, and there's a choyva to even eat the suda in the presence of the candles. You won't do it if you have itron. This that note says the girl. We'll just start the next gemara. Vatiznach mishalim nafshi noshisi toivo. This is a pasuk in Eicha where Yirmiyahu HaNavi says that I was removed from Shalom, Nashisi Toiv, I even forgot what Toiv feels like. My v'tizach m'shalom nafshi, Om Rabavo. Rabavo says, Hadlokas Ner B'Shabbos. Hadlokas Ner B'Shabbos brings Shalom, like we spoke about the Rambam in the end of Hilchas Chanukah. Om Rabavo. Rabavo said, again, this is Hadlokas Ner B'Shabbos. Nashisi Toiv, what does that mean? Om Rabbi Yirmiyahu Beis HaMerchitz. Rabbi Yochanan Om Azur Rechitzas Yadayim V'Raglayim B'Chamin. That's the Toiv that Yirmiyahu HaNavi felt that he didn't have. Rabbi Yitzchak This is a nice bed, v'kelim noyim, and nice kelim on the bed. She'oleh Rab Abba Amar Zumita Mutzas. It's a bed, v'isha mikushetes l'talmidei chachamim. Exhale. Either way. So we had Mesech the Shabbos, Daf Chofhei, which really began with a Mishnah that mentioned two halachos, which at first glance seem somewhat unrelated, two very different sugyas, very different feels. Ein madlikin b'shemen tzreifa b'yantiv, and then a machloikis tanam, what type of oils one is allowed to use for Neiros Shabbos. The Chassam Sofer, in his Chedushei Chassam Sofer, asks Akasha from our Mishnah, the first part of the Mishnah, the first line, the kachim part, the more technical part of this Mishnah, on a chiddush that the Drisha brings from his wife. The Rebbetzin of the Smach. So we know that when a woman lights candles Erev Shabbos, when does she light candles? Erev Shabbos. You can't light candles Friday night. You can't light candle when your husband comes home from shul already. It's too late. It's Shabbos. You have to light candles on Erev Shabbos. Yontif, however, the minig in Klal Yisrael is that most women light candles on Yontif. They don't light candles Erev Yontif. They light candles on Yontif. And the truth is, it's okay to light candles on Yontif because there's no iser of loisavaru esh b'chol moish v'yisechem. And being that you're lighting these candles for shul l'tzayrech, so it's something that you're allowed to do. And it's for that reason women take advantage, at first glance, of what's something they're allowed to do on Yontif that they can't do on Shabbos. And that is, they light candles when it's already Yontif. The wife of this ma had a very big problem with this minhag. And she used to go around giving people mussar, and she would tell them that I think it's wrong. And just like you light candles for Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, not on Shabbos, so she argued that you should light candles for Yontif on Erev Yontif as well. And she had a makar. Her makar was the Gemara that we learned a few days ago on Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara said, "Devisu de Rav Yosef have a ma'achra umadlekes la." Rav Yosef's wife, she used to light candles Erev Shabbos, and she would light it very, very late. Amar lo Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef told the Tanya, we learned in a brayse, it says, Amud ha'onon yoimam, v'amud ha'esh laila, melami cha'amud ha'onon mashlim la'amud ha'esh, v'amud ha'esh mashlim la'amud ha'onon. That you see there was an overlap between the amud ha'onon and the amud ha'esh. If that's the case, you shouldn't light so late. You should overlap a little bit the neiros of Shabbos with while it's still there. So Rabbi Yosef's wife heard what Rabbi Yosef said, so she said, okay, I'm going to light early. And she started lighting really early. Amar lahu sabo. So yo, Anavi revealed himself to Rabbi Yosef's wife and he told her, Tonino, there's a braisa ubavacha. And we mentioned that Pashup Shah, that Gemara, is talking about Ner Shabbos. We had a Diyak, the Magen Mishnah's Diyak, in the Rambam, in the beginning of Perek Dal in Hilchas Chanukah, that said that the Rambam understood that Gemara is talking about Ner Chanukah, not about Ner Shabbos. But the Pashtis and Rashi and all the Rishonim is that Gemara is talking about Shabbos. So you see, on Shabbos, there's an idea of Lo Yamish Amud Ha'onon Yoimam, Va'amud Ha'esh Laila, Melamit She'amud Ha'onon Mashlum La'amud Ha'esh, Va'amud Ha'esh Mashlum La'amud Ha'onon, Ubevad Shalo Yachtim V'Shalo Ya'achir. This is a halacha. So the wife of the Sma, the Rebbetz in Tainid, why should Yontif be any different? If there's an idea of overlapping the Amud Onam and the Amud Esh on Shabbos, why shouldn't you have the same idea on Yontif? So Eshes Hasma, time it that this is the way it should be. Freit Chassam Sofer, I have a bomba kash on the Smaz Rebbetzin. And his kash is from the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Ein madlikim Hashem Mitzrei for Yontif. And Pasha, what the Mishnah is talking about is that if a woman lights candles for Yontif, she's not allowed to use Shem Mitzrei for. What's Shem Mitzrei for? It's Shem and Shruma, Shenit Mas. Why you're not allowed to use it? The Gemara said, Lafi, She'ein Sarfin Kachem Yontif. The reason is because you're not allowed to burn Kachem Yontif. Asked the Chassam Sofer, I understand. If the way you're supposed to light candles on Yontif is like the Smaz Rebbetz and Tainid, you're supposed to light it Erev Yontif. So what's the problem of Ein Sarfin Kachem Yontif? You're going to light it Erev Yontif anyways. Elamai, it's muchach from the halach of ain't surf and kachem b'yontif, like the minig and klal Yisrael. They're supposed to light on yontif. You're not supposed to light on erev yontif. So freik the chsam soifer a bomba kasha on the rebbetzin of the sma. Now the truth is, we're not going to go into this now because this would be a raid bite unto itself that we don't have time for. The chsam soifer answers the kasha. He answers the kasha based on another chiddush from the rebbetzin of the sma, and this is brought down in Shulchan Aruch in the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham brings us in Simon. In Reish Samach Gimel, and he says that it was the Eishas Hasma Lishitasa, not Lishitasa, he says it was Lishitasa, and even brings that the Magen Avraham asked the Kasha on the Eishas Hasma, and he says that if you're Velafia Nias Daiti Kolamayim B'divri Aprisha Shom Yirisha, he Atzma Hirgisha B'zeh, says if you're Medayik Lishoyna Hazov of the Rebbetzin of the Sma, you'll see a Dik that the Sma's Rebbetzin knew the Magen Avraham's Kasha, and he answered the Kasha, and she answered the question, he, she. The bottom line is, says the Chsam Sofer, that if you want to know the teretz to this kasha, take a look in the Magen Avraham and Reish Samach Gimel, or you could just look in the Chsam Sofer, and it's the Eishes Asmala Shetasa. It's a beautiful shtickle Torah that sadly we don't have time for. But as it relates to this minig of the Eishes Hasma, this minig in Klal Yisrael and the Ha'ara of the Eishes Hasma, how are you supposed to light candles? How are you supposed to light candles on Yontif? Shabbos, there's no choice. You have to light Erev Shabbos. You're not allowed to light candles on Shabbos. Yontif, practically speaking, technically, you do have a choice. So the question is, should you light on Yontif or should you light on Erev Yontif? The Minig Yisrael is to light on Yontif. The Isha Sasma tied it based on the Gemara, B'vat Shalai Yachtiv, Shalai Yachet, this is the Rav Yosef, that she doesn't see any reason why Yontif should be different from Shabbos. I want to tell you a Ha'ara that I heard from my good friend Levi Chomsky, and it requires a little bit of a Hakdama. The Rambam in Hilchas Shabbos brings the mitzvah to light candles twice. He brings it in Hilchas Shabbos Perek Hei, and he brings it in Hilchas Shabbos Perek Lamed. In Hilchas Shabbos Perek Hei, he says as follows: Hadlokas ner b'Shabbos in a rishos. Hadlokas ner b'Shabbos is not optional. Imrata madlik, v'imrata in a madlik. Not only that, v'loy mitzvah. It's not even merely a mitzvah. Meaning, it's not something she'enoi chayev lirdoif achareo kegoinei ruvei chatzeroiz oy netilos yedayin l'chayva. Rather, what is it? If it's not a rishos, and it's not even a mitzvah, what it is a choiva, says the Rambam. It's something you have to do. Ve'echad anoshim, ve'echad noshim, chayovin liyois bibateyem ner dolok b'Shabbos. Men, women, the minig is women, but if a man lives by himself, the man lights candles. He has an obligation for what? Liyois bibateyem ner dolok b'Shabbos. Then the Rambam says, "V'chayiv l'varach koydem adloko baruch atah Hashem alikinim alachoyim mashakid yisharu b'mitzayis v'tzivanu lahadlik ner shal Shabbos kederach shemivarech al kol advarim shuchayiv behem edivrei soifim." Either way, the Rambam introduces us to the halacha of adlokas ner b'Shabbos. He says it's not a rishos, it's not a mitzvah, it's a chayiv. What's the makar to the Rambam using that word chayiv rather than rishos and mitzvah? It's the second part of today's daf. It's what Rabbi said. She'ani yomer, I hold adlokas ner b'Shabbos. Chayva. So the Rambam says, and he makes a big deal of what chayva means. It's not rishos. It's not a mitzvah like a ruve chatzeroy so in the tilos yadayim la'achila. Rather, what it is chayva. The Rambam in Perek Lamed talks about this in greater length. He says as follows: Arba dvarim nemru b'Shabbos. This is Yisoida Chasidus v'Shoyrish Avoidu Atmimo, as it relates to Hilchas Shabbos in the Rambam, and it's in the last perek in the Rambam's Hilchas Shabbos, not Perek Aleph. This is all the way at the end. It's in Perek Lamed. He says Arba dvarim nemru b'Shabbos. There are four categories in Hilchas Shabbos. Shnayim in Atayra, two of them are Midday Raisa, the Shnayim in the Soifrim, and two of them are Midday Rabbanon, the Hemef Urosh and Al Yidei Hanaviyim. The two that are Midday Rabbanon are really Midivrei Hanaviyim. Shabbat Toira, what are the two that are in the Toira? Zachar v'Shomer, says the Rambam. Zachar Siyam Shabbos Lakachoy, Parshas Yisroy, by the first of the Aseres Adibris. Shomer Siyam Shabbos Lakachoy, that's Parshas Vaschanon, that's by the second of the Adibris. Shomer v'Zachar v'Dibur Echa Nemru, two ideas. Zachar is Asay, Shomer is Lois Asay. Zachar v'Shomer are the two Dairaisa, which and the Sparshu Ayyidei Nevi'im, the two that we know me Dairai Nevi'im, are Kavod V'Oinig. There's something called Kavod Shabbos, and there's something called Oinig on Shabbos. What's the makar to this? Where do you have it in the Nevi'im? Shenema, the Pasuk says, V'Karasa L'Shabbos Oinig, V'L'Ktoish Hashem Mechubad. So you see from there, that on Shabbos, it has to be V'Oinig, and on a holy day, Mechubad, there has to be Kavod as well. Says the Rambam, Ezel Kavod. What's the definition of Kavod? Zeh she'amru chachamim, she'mitzvah al odom lirchoitz ponov yodav v'ragla b'chavim erev Shabbos v'nei Kavod ha'Shabbos. Erev Shabbos, you take a shower. You clean yourself. You know why you clean yourself? Kavod Shabbos. U'mis'atev b'tzitzes, V'yoshev b'kovedish rosh. A person should put on tzitzis, as talis, and he should sit b'kovedish rosh with humility. Miyachel, waiting the hakbolas pnei Shabbos, to wait for Shabbos. K'moisha hu yoytzei likras hamelech. The way a person would wait if he was going to greet the king, that's how he should wait, that's how he should act erev Shabbos. V'chachamim arishoyim says the Rambam, every word in this Rambam is beautiful. Hoyim mekabtzim talmidim, they would gather their talmidim erev Shabbos. U'misatfim, and they would all put on their talesim. V'oimrim, and they would say, bo v'neitzei likras Shabbos hamelech. Let's go out, let's go greet the Shabbos hamelech. When we cover that Shabbos, the Rambam continues. He says, I'm going to tell you other things that are mikovered Shabbos. Sheyilbash ksos nekiyo. Not only should you take a shower, not only should you wait for Shabbos, but you should put on nice clothing. V'layim malbash achoil, kemalbash Shabbos, etc., etc. Says the Rambam, continuing. Also likvayah sudu mishdav erev Shabbos mikovered Shabbos. A person is not allowed to eat a meal erev Shabbos. You know why? Kovered Shabbos. Umbutu lecha v'lishtoy sashetechshak v'afal pikein v'chulu v'chulu. The Rambam continues in aloche. Misader adam shulchanei erev Shabbos. A person should set his table erev Shabbos. It doesn't matter. Your table should always be set on Erev Shabbos. V'chein, so too says the Rambam, Misadeh Shulchanah b'maitzoy Shabbos. You should set your table on Matzah Shabbos. V'afal pisha ein etzorech el gazayis. Even if you're not going to eat a big meal, it doesn't matter. Set the table. Kedei lechabdoi b'chnisosoi u'b'yitziyosoi. There's an idea to be mechabed Shabbos, meaning when it comes in, usher it in, and then again, escort it on the way out. V'tzorech l'sakei b'esoi m'boidyoi m'pnei kovet ha-Shabbos. Continues the Rambam. V'yi ener doluk. You should have candles lit. V'shulchan aruch, the table should be set. Omito mutzas, the beds should be laid out nicely. Shekol elu l'kovid ha-Shabbos. Because all these things are included in kovid ha-Shabbos. The brisker rav, and it's brought down in Reb Chaim in stencils. So it's brought down in Chedush de'Agrach al Hashas, in Reb Chaim in stencils. But after the piece in parentheses, it says that this is not from Reb Chaim, but rather this is from Moron HaGriz. It comes from the Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav made a diyuk that to us would seem very, very subtle. But the Brisker Rav was very, very bothered by it. And as we'll see, he boyed two dinim from this diyuk. He said at first glance, the Rambam in Perek Lamed is just the extended version of what the Rambam said in Perek. The Rambam Perakei spoke a little bit about Adlokas Ner Shabbos, and then in Perak Lamed, he got into it a little bit more. But said the Brisker Rav, that if you look a little bit carefully, I think there's a very, very important dig. In Perakei, when the Rambam brought the mitzvah of Adlokas Ner Shabbos, Adlokas Ner Shabbos Einu Rishos, and Ratzah Madlik, and Ratzah Einu Madlik. For the mitzvah, it's a choifa, said the Rambam. Says the Rambam, Vechad Anoshim, Vechad Anoshim, Chayovim, Liois, Bibboteim, Ner Doluk, Peshabbos. What's the chiyuv? The chiyuv is to have a ner dolik on Shabbos. Again, ve'echad noshim, chayovim liyos b'boteim ner dolik b'Shabbos. When do you have to have the ner lit? It has to be lit on Shabbos. That's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is on Shabbos. In Perek Lamed, when the Rambam brought the mitzvah of Adlokas Neirois, in the middle of his five seifim where he talks about Fostos main Shabbos, what it means to prepare for Shabbos, said the Rambam, v'tzorich l'sakim beisoy mi'ba'oid yoy mi'kovet ha-Shabbos. You have to prepare your house for Shabbos, Erev Shabbos. Said the Rambam, for example, V'yeh ner dolok, you have to light candles, Erev Shabbos. V'shulchan aruch, the table has to be set, Erev Shabbos. U'mita mutzas, the mita has to be laid out, Erev Shabbos. Shekol elu l'kovet ha-Shabbos, said the Priskerov, in Perikei, the Rambam said, that it's the obligation is echad ha-Noshim, echad ha-Noshim chayov v'liyis b'vateim ner dolok, Bishabbos. And then a Perek Lamed, when the Rambam brought the same halacha, what does he say? V'yener doluk v'shulchan aruch omito mutzas mi'boidyoy. So is the chiyuv for it to be lit on Shabbos, or is there a chiyuv to already light it on Erev Shabbos? That was the diyuk of the Brisker Rav. Said the Brisker Rav, v'aystois tis tu dinim. He said, v'aystois tis tu dinim. He says, the Rambam in Perek Hay was talking about the mitzvah of Oynik Shabbos, Ayin Shom. The Rambam in Perek Lamed is talking about the mitzvah of Kovid Shabbos. He says it 10 times. Ezeu Kovid, umi Kovid HaShabbos. He says it again and again and again. Says the Rambam, there are two separate dinim. There's Kovid Shabbos and there's Oynik Shabbos. There's Zohar V'Shomer Midei Raisa and there's Oynik and Kovid Midivrei Soifrim. For loy roy zekaroy zeh, it's two separate things. Oynig means a yid has to indulge on Shabbos. You have to have pleasure on Shabbos. Kuli amu loy pligi de b'Shabbos b'ina nami lochem, says the Gemara in Psachim Samechasam Adbeis. A yid has to be ba'oynig on Shabbos. You have to experience pleasure on Shabbos. You also have to give kavod to Shabbos. Look, Deutsch Hashem Mechubad. It's a very, very holy day, and you have to acknowledge the fact that this is a special day, and you have to be mechabed the day, so to speak. You have to give kavod to Shabbos. Said the Brisker Rav, Oynik Shabbos you can only have on Shabbos. On Shabbos, you have to be ba'oynik. Kavod Shabbos? You could be mechabed Shabbos even on Erev Shabbos. See, he says in a perikei, the Rambam was talking about the mitzvah of Oynik Shabbos. Oynik Shabbos is that you should be in a good matziv. You have to have candles lit. If not, it's vatiznach misholem nafshi. If not, where's the sholem? Where are you going to be in a state of Oynik if you're not going to have candles lit? So you have to make sure, what said the Brisker Rav, that v'loikeach shemen umadlik esaner, you have to make sure that you're going to have liyos b'bateyem ner dolok Shabbos. So that on Shabbos, when you're eating your Suda, when you're drinking your wine, when you're learning Torah, whatever gives you pleasure, you're doing it in a real pleasurable state. How are you going to have pleasure if there's going to be a Ner Dolik B'Bateim? If you're going to have, but the candles have to be lit dafka on Shabbos. Kovet Shabbos, said the Brisker Rav, that's something that you can have Erev Shabbos as well. You can be Mechabed the day. The day that's coming on Erev Shabbos, you start giving kovet for. And kovet Shabbos, you could have an Erev Shabbos, and that's why the Rambam said that included in the mitzvah of kovet Shabbos is that miboyg yoyim are ready to start lighting the candles. You should start being mechabed Shabbos already on Erev Shabbos. The Rambam in Hilchas Yontif says that just like there's a mitzvah of kovet and oynig on Shabbos, there's a mitzvah of kovet and oynig on Yontif as well. Says the Rambam. Kishem she mitzvah lechabit Shabbos. Perik vav halacha tazayin and hilchah shvisas Yontif. Just like there's a mitzvah to mechabit Shabbos and to be ma'anig, kach kol yomim toivim. The same is true for Yontif. Shenemar l'kdoish Hashem mechubad, because there's an idea of l'kdoish Hashem mechubad. V'chol yomim toivim nemar b'mikro kodesh. Yontif is called kodesh. It's mikro kodesh. So even though Yontif is not Shabbos, but if l'kdoish Hashem mechubad, so of course you're gonna have the same mitzvah of kovet that you have on Shabbos. You're gonna have on Yontif. V'kvar Biyanu, says the Rambam, so if you want to know what kovet is and you want to know what oynig is, I explained it already in Hilchas Shabbos. The Rambam says, ayin shom. So you want to know what kovet and oynig yontif is, take a look at what I said on Shabbos, because really it's the same thing. K'shem shemitzvah l'chabit Shabbos u'la'ango, kach kol yomim toivim. Shenemar l'ktoish Hashem mechubot, v'kvar Biyanu akibut v'ayinig v'hilchas Shabbos. So my good friend Levi Chomsky said, haflav afela. He said, if we take the chiddush of the Brisker Rav said that the chiyuv hadlokas neiros Shabbos is not just to have lights and candles lit on Shabbos, but mikovet haShabbos is v'tzorich l'sakim beisoy mibo'od yoyim. You have to work on it already mibo'od yoyim. V'yiyeh ner dolok v'shulchan aruch amitu mutzas. And it's all mitzad edinim of kovet Shabbos. And the Rambam says in Perek Vav Hilchas Shvi'is Yontif Halacha D'Zayin, that k'shem shemitzvah l'chabit Shabbos u'lango kach kol yomim toivim. And the Rambam says, you want to know what the halach is? Kfar bi'arnu v'akivet v'yirik b'lchah Shabbos. If that's the case, if you would ask the Rambam today, when should a woman light candles on Yontif? Should she light it on Yontif like the Minig Yisrael? Or should she light it like the Smaz Rebetzin on Erev Yontif? You know what the Rambam would tell you? I explained it to you already. Because I told you in Hilchas Shabbos Perek Lamed Halacha Hey that you have to be mechsakin beisei mibayyoyim ibnei kovet haShabbos. And Maron Agriz and Reb Chaim and Stenzel said that it's not punk you do it Erev Shabbos because you didn't do it on Shabbos. It's mechayvas kovet Shabbos to do it on Erev Shabbos. And in Hilchas Yontif Perek Lamed Halacha Design, I told you, kfar b'yarno kibud v'ayinuk Hilchas Shabbos, and the same halachas are true on Yontif. Sabada, this halacha would be negay on Yontif. So if that's the case, Levi said, it's mefurish in the Rambam, like the Isha Sasma. The problem is, if that's the case, how are you miyashiv the minhag ha'olam? The minhag in Klal Yisrael is not like the Eishes Hasma. The Chasam Sofer already said it's not the minhag ha'olam. The minhag ha'olam has never been to follow the Eishes Hasma. If that's the case, l'chur, in this cheshbon, we did a little bit of math over here. All we did was go through a few Rambams and speak out of Brisker Rav, but a little bit of rank, and l'chur, it comes out that the Eishes Hasma is right. If that's the case, that the minhag ha'olam is tzarech bir, how we miyashiv the minhag ha'olam. So he said a dover nifla. The truth is like this. We have to take a step backwards. The Rambam says that all the halachas that are negeya, kovid, Shabbos, and oynik Shabbos, are also negeya yontif. The Rambam's lashon is kvar bi'arnu, we explained already, ma'wa kibud, ma'wa inug, behilcha Shabbos. But the truth is that if you think about it for a minute, it's not true. It's not true. In fact, it's very, very far from the truth. Number one, the Rambam, when he explained Kavod Shabbos in Halacha Lamed, he quotes in Perek Lamed, he quoted our Gemara about Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Eloi. The Chachamim hoy Rishonim hoy mekabtzin talmideim be'erev Shabbos u'misatfim v'oimrim, and they would say, boy, v'netzei, look at Shabbos HaMelech. Do we do that on Erev Yontif? Ram doesn't bring it anywhere in Hilchas Yontif. Okay, he relied on what he said over here. But the truth is that we say Kabbalah Shabbos every Friday night in Shul. You know why we say Kabbalah Shabbos? Because this is our best version of doing what the Chachamim HaRishonim used to do. This is our best imitation of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Eloi. We say L'chadoidi L'kras Kala, then we turn around for Bayi B'Shalom, and somehow this is our way of doing what once upon a time that Rizal and his Talmidim, that the Chachamim HaRishonim, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Eloi, it looked like a Malach Hashem Tzvachos. What the big tzaddikim used to do once upon a time, what we do is a mashal ben benoishal mashal. But we say Kabbalah Shabbos. We don't say Kabbalah Shabbos on Yontif, right? On Yontif, when you come to shul on davening, so you know, you start, you do a half a Kabbalah Shabbos, because you don't really say l'chunerananah, you don't say l'chadoidi on Yontif. You start with, then you get a drasha from the Rav. That's what you do. Because you don't say Kabbalah Shabbos on Yontif. Why don't you say Kabbalah Shabbos on Yontif? Because you don't have this Indian on Yontif. This is something Michaida Shabbos. You don't find this l'chaz Yontif. Another thing the Rambam said, it was mikavad haShabbos asul l'kvaya suda u'mishta be'erev Shabbos when they kavad haShabbos. You're not allowed to eat. You have to be very careful. You have to eat it. Not just that, the Rambam says that you should have shulchanay aruch. You have to have shulchanay aruch. The truth is, in Shulchan Aruch, it's not brought down anywhere that you should have Shulchanay Aruch on Yontif. There's only one place it's brought down on Yontif. The first night Pesach. The first night Pesach, in Hilchus Pesach, Simen Tov Ayin Beis. Yeh Shulchanay Aruch Miba'od Yoyim. And what's the reason? Kedei Lecho Miyad Kishetechshach, as the Kleine Kindlech shouldn't fall asleep, right? That's what you say, Kadesh. That's what you do. You put on the Kittel really fast. And this is the idea. The Alfim who bebeis hamedrash Yaakov ibnei mitzvah lemar velecha b'shvila tinoike shelo yishanu. It's halach and shulchan aruch. It's a mechaba. It's brought down. What do you mean? Pesach? Yishulchanay aruch meba'ayd yoyim? The Rambam brought it in Hilchas Shabbos. And the Rambam said, kvar biyarnu, whatever you have on Shabbos, you have on Yontif. Why isn't this true every Yontif? Every Yontif this should be true. It's not true every Yontif. This is something that's only true on Shabbos. You find it on Pesach, you find it. But the churif mikavet as Shabbos is sheyesh shulchanay aruch meba'od yoyim. Then how come in shulchan aruch it's only brought down on Pesach? How come you don't find it anywhere else? Another ha'ara that Levi asked is the Rambam says that just like you're supposed to set the table erev Shabbos, you're supposed to set the table matzoi Shabbos. Why? V'chein mesada shulchanay b'matzoi Shabbos kidei lechabdoi b'chnisasay u'b'yitziyasay. Because just like there's an idea of kavet Shabbos to usher in the Shabbos, there's also an idea of kavod Shabbos on the way out. You have Malav Malka. There's no chi of Malav Malka on Yontif. And the truth is that even though there were people that used to eat Malav Malka on Yontif, but if you're ma'ayan into the idea a little bit, it was because of Isru Chag. It was more because Matzah Yontif is a little bit of a Yontif. Nothing to do with Malav Malka. There's no halacha of Malav Malka on Matzah Yontif. Why? If it's part of the Rambam's Arichos in Perek Lamed in Hilchas Shabbos, when he describes Kavod HaShabbos, and in Perek Vav Hilchas Shvi'is Lasa Halacha Des Zayin, he says Kashem Shemitz V'Lechabed Shabbos Ulang Lekach Kol Yomim Toivim V'Kvar Biyarnu Akibud V'Ayinuk V'Hilchas Shabbos. So how come you don't have these? So we have three questions. Number one, how come we don't say Boyi Kala Boyi Kala? Why don't we say L'Chad Doidi on Yontif? If the idea of waiting for Shabbos is mikavod haShabbos, and just like there's a mitzvah of kavod on Shabbos, you have the same mitzvah on Yontif. So how come you don't say Kabbalah Shabbos on Yontif? That's the first question. How come you only find on Pesach by the Leila Seder so the kid shouldn't fall asleep this concept of having the table set on Yontif? The table's supposed to be set on Shabbos. The Rambam says it's mikavod haShabbos. You have kavod Yontif. How come you don't have it on Yontif? And how come there's no malav malka on Yontif? Why do you have malav malka on Shabbos? Why don't you have malav malka on Yontif? So Levi said, and this is an idea he told me that he found in the Achronim, that although it's true that you have the mitzvah of kavod on Shabbos and you have the mitzvah of kavod on Yontif, but there's a knach in kavod Shabbos that you don't have on kavod Yontif. And that is, the reason we have kavod for Shabbos is twofold. And this is very fundamental, and it's very profound, and it's a game changer in terms of understanding Shabbos. The reason we have kavod for Shabbos is, number one, L'kdosh Hashem Baruch Hu, it's a holy day. Any day that's holy, you have to be mechaved. But Shabbos is more than that. You know what Shabbos is? Shabbos is the queen. Shabbos is the queen. And because Shabbos is the queen, We have to have kavod for Shabbos because we have to be mechabed the queen. The makor to this is a Gemara. It's a Gemara in Masechta Shabbos Kuf Yud Ches. It's also a Gemara in Perek Haminiach, prime real estate. Bava Kama, Daf Lamed Beis. The Gemara says, Omer Reb Chanina. Reb Chanina said, Bo v'neitzei likras kala malkasa. That on Erev Shabbos Kodesh, a person's supposed to say, let's go out and let's greet the kala malkasa. Let's go greet the Shabbos queen. The Amri law, some say likras Shabbos kala malkasa. Rabbi Yanai says, the Gemara Mesate, if he used to put his talis on, v'koi, v'omar, and he would say, boy kala, boy kala. The Marsha in Chedushi Agada says, what's pshat in this? Why would they say, boy v'netzi likras kala malkasa, says the Marsha in Chedushi Agada. He said, pshat is based on a Medrash Rabbah. The Medrash says, when Hashem created the world, so Shabbos came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a taina. Shabbos was upset. Shabbos says, I don't understand. Every day has a mate. Every day has a ben zog. I don't have a mate. Sunday has Monday, Tuesday has Wednesday, Thursday has Friday. What about me? So Hashem told Shabbos, don't worry about it. You're going to have a ben zog. You know your ben zog is Knesset Yisrael. Yeah, ben zogcha. Meaning Klal Yisrael's relationship with Shabbos is Klal Yisrael is the chasson and Shabbos is the kala. Every single Shabbos, we get married again. Our kala is Shabbos. If that's the case, when we give kavod for Shabbos, it's not just because it's a holy day. We're being mechabed Shabbos because Shabbos is the queen. Shabbos is the Shabbos Malkasa. And it's for that reason we're having Melech. It's actually interesting. If you take a look at the Rambam's Lashoinus, some of the Rambams we mentioned earlier, the Rambam says you're supposed to wait for Shabbos like you wait for the Melech. The Lashon of the Gemara is Boy Venetzi Likra Shabbos Malkasa. So we always think in terms of the Shabbos queen. The Rambam referred to it as the Shabbos king. I don't know if there's a difference. But the point is that you're giving kavod melachah for Shabbos. That's what this is all about. The whole concept is giving kavod for the melach. The Brisker Rav in Sefer, in Parshas Yisroi, says something unbelievable. He touches up the Psukim, classic Brisker Rav, where the Psukim talk about the before the Yidden received the Torah. So the Pasuk says a few things. Number one, Vayemer Hashem Moshe, Leichalam, he said, go to the nation, V'kidashtem hayom, U'machar, V'chipsusim loysam. Tell them to wash their clothing. The next pasuk he said, "V'hoyu nuchaydim layem hashlishi." Tell them to be ready on the third day. Ki bayoyim hashlishi yerid Hashem leini kol Yisrael. A few pasukim later, "V'yoytzei Moshe asam likras alikim." Hashem took the arm likras alikim and amachne v'yisyatzvu betachte zahar ki ishachad b'leiv echad. And then a few pasukim later, "Anoichi Hashem alikecho." Send Maron Hagriz again. This is not in the stencils. This is in the sefer. Briskerov sefer achumish. Send the Briskerov. What's going on over here? Why they have to wash their clothing? He said because they were going to greet the Melech. They were going to be Mekabel, the Shekhinah. The Shekhinah descended on the mountain. There was thunder, there was lightning. This was an unbelievable event, an event that never happened again. Where the heavens opened up, then the Yidden were Mekabel, Pnei, the Shekhinah. Said the Brisker Rav, read the Rambam in Perek Lam in Hilchot Shabbos, how a Yid greets the Shekhinah. The first, he has to wash his clothing. He has to wait and be Meyachel for the Melech. He has to go and greet. Boy, Venetze, Likra Shabbos Malkasa. Says the Brisker Rav, all the things that the Jews were doing in Parshas Yisrael, you know what they were doing? They were following a Rambam. It was a Rambam, Hilchot Shabbos, and Perek Lamed. Just like every Shabbos, we go out and we greet the king. That's exactly what was going on over here. This was an idea of greeting the king. That's what this is about. So said Levi Hafla Vefela, this idea that Shabbos is the Melech, the Rambam's Nusach, or the Malkasa, the queen, the way we're more accustomed to thinking about it. That's only true on Shabbos. That's not true on Yontif. Yontif is not a queen. The Ben Zug of Knesset Yisrael is Shabbos. Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Shavuos, Pesach. These are very, very holy days. But they're not the queen. They're not Ben Zugoy Shal Klal Yisrael. And being that they're not Ben Zugoy Shal Klal Yisrael, even though there's a chiyuv to be mechabed those days, but the Hilchas Kovet that you have to is a little different. Because on Shabbos, the kavod is coming from two angles. Number one, you're being mechabed the Yom HaShabbos. And number two, you're being mechabed, this is your kala. You're getting married tonight. There's a certain sense of kavod that you have to have before Shabbos. You're going to get married in 5 minutes and you're sitting and wasting your time. You don't even realize that you have a chuppah in 5 minutes. That's what this is all about. That's A mechayev of kavod that you have on Shabbos. That's not a mechayev of kavod that you have on Yontif. So he said, hafla of a fellow. The Rambam, when he talks about the kavod that you have to have Erev Shabbos, ezeu kavod, zeh she'amru chachamim, she'mitzvah la'adam lirchitz panam yodah v'ragla b'chamim b'Erev Shabbos, v'pnei kavod ha'Shabbos, u'misatev b'tzitzis, v'yoyshet b'kavod roish, mi'yachel l'hakbolas p'nei ha'Shabbos, k'mo yishu yoytzi v'kras ha'melech. When the Rambam talks about giving kavod for Shabbos on Erev Shabbos. So the Rambam says the kavod you have to have for Shabbos on Erev Shabbos is like the kavod a person would have if he knew he was greeting the Melech. Or if you were greeting your queen. Imagine the Melech is coming. 7 o'clock or 7:12. That's when the Melech is showing up. That's what it says on the, right? On the Luach. So that's it. So 7:11, you don't even think about him. 7:12, the king just walked in. That's the biggest bezoyin you can possibly give the melech. If you know that melech is coming and you're machshev, you get ready earlier. You know what you do? You wait for him. You take a shower. You're wearing your finest clothing. What you do is you set the table. You light candles. You start being mechabed, the notion, the fact that you understand this reality, that the king is about to enter your house, that you're about to stand under the chuppah together with the Shabbos malkasa, the dine kovid that you have on Erev Shabbos, that the Priskerov said in stencils, is Meduyak in the Rambam and Perek Lamed and Hilchah Shabbos. This is all the Priskerov L'shitasa in Sefer in Parshas Yisrael. It's related to the fact that on Erev Shabbos, you need to prepare for the Melech. You need to prepare for the Malko. That's what this is all about. That's a halacha that's true on Shabbos. That's not true on Yontif. It's true what the Rambam said in Hilchah Shvisas also Perek Vav. Kishem shemitzvah lechavit Shabbos ula anga kach kol yomim toivim shenem alakdoish Hashem mechubad. The kol yomim toivim nemim mikra kodesh. Every Yontif is mikra kodesh. So of course every Yontif is a holy day. If every Yontif is a holy day, you have to have kavod on that day. And then the Rambam says kvar biyarno kibud ba'inuk Hilchah Shabbos. Take a look at what I wrote in Hilchah Shabbos. You understand a little bit better. But you're also supposed to understand this nuance. You also have to look in Hilchah Shabbos and be Dayak in the Rambam and realize that the Rambam bifurcated the laws of kavod into two groups. This kavod outs the Yom HaShabbos, and then there's the kavod that comes from the fact that it's the Shabbos Malkusa, that you're coming Likras HaMelech. Those halachos that outs the Yom that you have on Yontif, the halachos that are Machmas the Melech that you don't have. All the preparations on Erev Shabbos that the Rambam says is mitzad kavod HaShabbos that you only have on Shabbos. That's not something that you have on Yontif. It's for that reason there's no Chadoidi lekras kala pnei Shabbos nikabla on Yontif, because you don't have to greet, you're not going to your chuppah. It's you don't have the marsha in Bava Kama daflamid beis. You don't have the fact that today is your ben zug. Go ahead and greet the kala. It's not, Yontif's not your kala. Shabbos is your kala. Yontif is not your kala. You don't have to set the table erev Yontif. You have a mitzvah to do tonight, so tonight you'll do the mitzvah. This covet that you have to have erev, I'm preparing to greet the king. You don't have that on Yontif, and there's no malava malka, because malava malka is you're escorting the queen. You're not escorting the queen on Yontif. You're only escorting the queen on Shabbos. If that's the case, this lumdus of having candles lit Erev Shabbos, not just so that it will be lit on Shabbos, but the Grizz's Diyuk, the Briskarov's Diyuk, that Mitzad Chayvas Kovet Shabbos is an idea to do it on Erev Shabbos, that you have on Shabbos, that you don't have on Yontif. And if that's the case, after further review, we thought we had a raya from the Rambam in Hilchah Shabbos Perek Hay and Perek Lamed, and the Rambam Hilchah Shvisas also Perek Vav, to the Rebbetzin of the Sma. That's only true if we would assume that all the halachas of Kovet Shabbos are true on Yontif, but it's not true. It's only the halachas of Kavod Shabbos that are related to the Yom HaShabbos, but the halachas of Kavod Shabbos that are related to the Melech, to the Malka, to the fact that on Shabbos you're not just preparing to do a mitzvah, but you're preparing to get married, you're preparing to host the king. Incidentally, if you want to see more about this, Rav Sham Shum Pinkus wrote a sefer on Shabbos. It's translated into English. It's called Nefesh Shimshon Shabbos Kodesh, Making the Most of Shabbos. And the first chapter in his sefer Nefesh Shimshon, welcoming Shabbos is akin to greeting the Shekhinah. He even quotes the Brisker Rav in Parshas Yisra. I couldn't believe it. He even quotes the Brisker Rav. He says, look at the Brisker Rav. He says, when the Yidden prepared for by Matan Torah, they prepared for the Shekhinah, said the Brisker Rav. That's what Shabbos is different. That Shabbos has a personality. Shabbos is your bride. Shabbos is the king. Whatever nusach you prefer. But the point is that's what Shabbos is. And that's why on Shabbos we light candles on Erev Shabbos. But on Yontif, if you want to light candles on Yontif, we could be Miyashiv, the Minig HaOlam. It's not necessarily a raya to the Rebbetzin of the Sma.